in the name of Jesus. Come see me, 1015 Main Street Center, Carfax. Let me take this next caller. Praise God. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm calling for financial prayers and to stop smoking weed and drinking and stuff like that. Trying to change, person.
Yes. Yes, sir. And I appreciate this because, you know what? I would be sitting behind this mic. I would be a liar if I ain't ever been there. Thank you, Jesus. But, brother, you know what? You know what? When you're in the military, when I was a young man, left home early, went to the military, spent 7 years, 183 days in the military, I was wild. But let me tell you something. On my way out, that's when God delivered me. And I'm going to tell you, God delivered me from the things you are saying. But you know what, brother? I wanted it. I wanted it. And I had to get around people that were hearing God, people that was loving God with a strong power. Yeah. And the deliverance of God's word was preached. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't care about that the preacher was preaching to me and it was hurting me. I didn't care about my feelings. I wanted my soul to come out the darkness. And I feel you, brother. You want your totally mind and soul delivered because these are spirits that are trying to take you over. And I'm telling you right now, I'd love for you to come visit me, 1015 Main Street in the city of Carfax. I've been where you are so I can talk to you. And I know that Jesus is able, if we can put our faith together and touch and agree and believe God, God will heal you and deliver you from this. And I'm going to pray today that God will take the desire away. That's what I want, the desire to die. I want it to be buried. I want it to be drowned in the sea, praise the Lord, that it'll never be able to be wretched again. God, I want you to destroy this spirit for my brother. Take the desires away in Jesus' name. I want you to be healed, delivered, and made whole. I'm at 1015 Main Street in the city of Carfax, Louisiana. You want to come see me, it's be good. I got a caller for time for one more caller. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, brother. God bless you. Come see me. Amen. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead. Let me take this last caller. Okay. Amen. Time for one more caller. If you're going to call. But if not, I am excited. And the reason why I'm excited, because I heard my brothers and sisters that are struggling with these spirits. And I'm telling you, they're real. They're real. They are real. Why do you think people are dying from cigarettes? Some of them won't out, but them strongholds of the enemy got them. Why they died from drugs? Because of strong. Somebody got to preach to them. Somebody got to show them. Somebody got to label with them. They won't out. And I'm telling you, I am proud, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud to know that the power of God is real. Listen, my friend, I got to get off this air. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. Be healed. Be delivered and be made whole until next Wednesday in Jesus' name. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341. Carfax, Louisiana, 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, Lord, I expect the peace of God to mount a fortress around my heart and mind. I expect a manifestation of the peace of God in my life right now. So, Lord, I thank you. See, now God done got involved with me. When I cast my care, now God has gotten involved with my situation. And the evidence of his peace let me know that he's working on my trouble. He give me peace about it. He said, don't worry about it. I got it. Now, I know he's working on it because I got peace. And I can rejoice and I can thank God. But the evidence of that peace, and I say, Lord, I expect this. Now, you said if I did these things here, and I've done them to the best of my understanding, I've done them the way the Holy Ghost revealed them to me. Now, I expect some peace to show up. Now, it don't always manifest right then, but I know it ain't going to be long before all of a sudden, oh, I got a peace about that. That's the evidence of God's presence. Hallelujah. That's the evidence. That's the sign to me. That's the down payment that God is working on my trouble. And so I want to stay in that place, and I don't want to accept the care back, then my peace going to go. When peace is not present, God ain't working. And I'm not talking about a feeling now. I'm just talking about the real peace, a manifestation of the peace of God. You know when you got it. And you got an inward conviction and an assurance in you that everything is all right. God's working on this here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you cast your care. Hallelujah. You believe God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with this earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, you know, the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ. In other words, I'm expecting peace that go beyond my ability to understand, to begin to protect my heart and my mind. That's exactly what that means. It will build a fortress around your heart and your mind, and it will keep the anxiety out. Hallelujah. Keep that fear from getting on me. There's a reason why you got to keep it out and keep that care from getting back on you. Because God is faithful to his word. When you meet the conditions of the scripture, then everything goes into motion. You cast that care. You say, I ain't going to worry about anything. And then you get into thanksgiving. You make that request known. And then you tell God, now I expect some peace. Lord, I'm expecting it because that's what you said was going to be my reward. My reward for casting my cares on God is his peace. And a joyful soul. Hallelujah. That's my reward. When I cast my care, I'm going to be rewarded with peace. And I'm expecting it. I'm looking for it. Hallelujah. And once I get it, amen, once it manifests in my life, I ain't moving from that spot. I'm going to keep my peace. Hallelujah. So you got to guard your heart. Then you begin to guard your heart and your mind. There's a part that you have to do, in other words, by keeping your eyes and your ears and not letting people bring you, you know, bad reports and things and letting people talk negative to you. And Satan will start sending people around and, you know, they'll start discouraging your faith. You have to guard your heart from that type of stuff. The peace of God is working. Now, don't listen to no other report that somebody bring to you. Amen. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Hallelujah. So one way that you guard your heart with diligence and vigilance, that means with a watchful eye. That means be sober. Keep your heart with all diligence, with all vigilance. See, this is the key. Now, I'm going to guard and I'm going to protect myself from anything that's negative, from anything that will come against my mind to tell me that God ain't working. Hallelujah. So making my request known, getting into a place of thanksgiving, rejoicing, and then walking in that peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, turn to Matthew chapter 13. I'm going to show you some things here. Because a lot of times people don't understand why things are happening in their life. But Jesus gave us a parable. It's called the parable of the sower. And he said, if you don't understand this parable, how do you understand all the other parables? There's some keys that he has revealed to us that show us what go on in the unseen realm. He shows it to us, plain and simple. All right, now let's look at, we're going to start looking at verse number 19. But I want you to notice here that there's four major weapons that are formed against your faith. There are four weapons that are formed against your faith, or I'm going to say four different ways that Satan can bring attack in your life in this setting right here. All right, in verse number 19, he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Now notice that he's going to talk about four different types of soil, and he's talking about the seed and what happens to it when it hits those different types of soil. That soil or that ground represents your heart. Amen. So what he said here, that one of Satan's first tools is ignorance. If he can keep you from understanding what you hear, then he can dominate you. If you don't meditate in the word and study the word so that you get some understanding, you can hear the word all day long, but if you don't understand how to apply it to your life, then Satan is gonna be ruling. He's gonna reign. He'll come and he'll get that word that you heard. And that word is where your victory is at. Everybody say, my victory is in the word. The word is the seed that gives you victory in every area of your life. So Satan knows that if you hear the word and you don't understand, you don't comprehend, you don't meditate on it, you're not able to apply it to your life, he comes to get the victory seed. He come to get the victory from you. He said, now if I can get that word from them, then I can keep them from being successful in life. I can keep them in the flesh. Because I don't want them walking in the spirit. So he come and he take that word right away. He get that seed. So if you're careless and haphazard in how you listen and how you pay attention, and when the word's going forth, or when you're listening to somebody preach and your mind is allowed to just wander all over the place and you check out for 5 and 10 and 15 minutes at a time, then you check back in. Well, when you checked in, what was just said got stolen from you. Right. Satan came and got it. Boom, he took that. You say, well, what did the pastor say? Then you can't remember nothing I said. I just said it 5 minutes ago. That's why it's good to have a notebook. So you're writing it down. That's a protection. I remember when I was at Southern and when we got saved, and you know, we just bring our Bible to church, and boy, I'm going to tell you, our pastor, he said, don't you ever come back here without a notebook. He said, you go sit in that biology class with a notebook. All them other classes you're taking, you got a notebook. Now when it comes to God's word, you don't need a notebook. That's how I learned how to take notes. I said, yeah, I'm in school. I'm a disciple. I'm a learner. I need to take notes of what I'm hearing, just like I would in any other class that I'm in. Amen. So we see that a lack of understanding or remaining ignorant of the word of God and the will of God will give Satan great advantage over you, because he'll come take the power from you. The power is in that seed. The fruitfulness is in that seed. The purpose, the divine plan of God is in that seed, and he'll take it from you. Okay? Now, the second time, look at verse number 20. He said, and he that receives seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and immediately with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself.